And the title of today's talk is Padre Pio's Ecstasies and the Devotion, his devotion to the child Jesus. And this is particularly for Christmas time. And in these stories, we're going to see how the infant Jesus appeared to Padre Pio and other people. So complete miracles, and please do stay tuned. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great Saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker, and we ask you do stay tuned to find out more about what Padre Pio, what his intercession can do for you, and to learn about Padre Pio as well. And we'd particularly like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your generosity and support. You are the ones who are making these Padre Pio videos possible. So thank you again for your support. And if anyone would like to join up, then you can watch the video on the end screen on how to become a protected child of Padre Pio patron. And for others who would just like to help in our apostolate, please do like the video and share the video with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget our special Advent deal, in which if you subscribe to this channel, then we'll bring your intentions to Padre Pio Shrine in St. Giovanni Rotondo. So I have a colleague who will be going there in the near future. All you have to do to be part of this is subscribe to our channel. And if you also want to, you can enroll your Mass prayer intentions. Now, you may have heard the story of Saint Anthony of Padua. So he was a great saint, a miracle worker, who lived around about the time of Saint Francis of Assisi. And I'm going to just read a little story, an account that comes from his life. And that evening he had sought the hospitality of the Lord of Chateauneuf. And he was staying there at the chateau. And apparently he retired to his room, as was his usual practice, and then he made a prolonged prayer vigil deep into the night. And suddenly he found himself surrounded by a supernatural brightness, more brilliant than the sun in its splendor, they say, amidst which the lover of humble souls, that is Jesus Christ, appeared to him, though not crowned with thorns and with bleeding temples, but under the form of a little child of marvelous beauty and grace. Oh, the bliss of that hour! It is impossible to describe the emotions that thrilled the frame of Anthony at the sight of his God under an appearance so divinely sweet, and joy that filled his soul as he pressed his heart against his Lord. So it's quite an incredible vision he had. And we ask in this question, did Padre Pio also have similar occurrences, experiences like this, in which the infant Jesus would appear to him? So we're going to be looking at a few stories like this, few testimonies. And our first story takes place on Christmas Eve. And Padre Pio would often, he'd be walking around the church or outside the church, and he'd strike up conversations with different people who were there. And various people were witnesses. They reported that at times like this, Padre Pio's face would just become absolutely transfigured in a way that they could not explain. So we have to remember this, how Padre Pio's face was transfigured, and what did it mean? And in this anecdote, this story, comes from the diary of the superior of the monastery, Ignazio del Elisio. And he said that it is the testimony of Lucia Idanzio, who is a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. And this particular incident took place on the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, in 1922. So Padre Pio at this stage was a priest of only 10 years. And it was midwinter, high up there in the Gorgona Mountains at the monastery, and it would get absolutely freezing cold. So the brothers would place a large fire in a brazier in the sacristy there by the church. And people had gathered around this fire to warm themselves. They were huddled together, hunched up, and there were many people warming themselves. And they were saying prayers, and they were saying the rosary, and they were waiting for Mass. And Padre Pio was there in their midst with the people gathered, where the people had gathered. And this is what she saw, this particular spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. She said, "Suddenly, in a halo of light, I saw the baby Jesus appear in Padre Pio's arms." And Padre Pio was transfigured. So once again, he's transfigured. His eyes and his face were bathed in light from the child Jesus, whom he held in his arms. So somehow there was a light radiating out of the child Jesus. And apparently Padre Pio's lips parted in a smile of ecstasy. And she said then the vision faded from her eyes, from her gaze. But Padre Pio understood that she had seen all of this. So he walked over to her, to the spiritual daughter of his, and told her not to tell anyone. Well, didn't she tell anyone? Because somehow all of this was recorded in the monastery's diaries. And so was this true? Did it really happen? Well, let's take a look from perhaps another more reliable witness even. Another testimony given by Father Raffaele, who basically is confirming her vision. Now, Father Raffaele on this occasion, so it was 2 years after this previous incident, Father Raffaele, actually, he got to know Padre Pio very well after 35 years. He stayed in the same monastery as Padre Pio, and in fact, he stayed, his cell, his room where he stayed, was adjacent to Padre Pio's. And so what happened in 1924, Christmas Eve, Father Raffaele tells us he got up to attend midnight mass. And he said the hallway before me was a huge dark expanse, and it was lit only by the small flame of a candle. So just one single candle lighting this whole hallway. And then he saw Padre Pio descending into the dark, going into the church. And he said Padre Pio was moving very slowly. And then Padre Raffaele realized that Padre Pio was in fact enveloped by a halo of light. And so he took a closer look and he saw that the infant Jesus, that Padre Pio was carrying the infant Jesus in his arms. And he was absolutely stunned. So it's not an image of the infant Jesus, it's the actual infant Jesus he was carrying in his arms. He was stunned. He fell to his knees right there and then. And he said Padre Pio walked right past without even realizing that he was there. So Padre Pio must have been in some sort of incredible ecstasy while this was happening. And you can imagine the impression it made on Padre Raffaele for the rest of his life. He must have remembered the scene that had been revealed to him there in 1924. So just a reminder that we do have our Advent deal. It's not too late to sign up for this deal. And all you have to do to have your mass prayer intentions brought by us to St. Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio's very shrine, is to subscribe to our channel. If you're not already subscribed, you can also participate by enrolling in your mass prayer intentions if you are subscribed. And just watch a video on the end screen on how to do that. And from everyone at the Following Padre Pio team, we would like to wish you a very, very blessed Christmas season. Thank you again for watching our videos and supporting us.